Yeah. I'm joined with manager Danny Penswick after today's 1-0 win against Maltby Main in the extra preliminary round of the FA Cup. Just sum up your thoughts on that game, please.
We did what we had to do. They were big, physical, and didn't look to play as much as we wanted, and it wasn't really an open game and one for the purists. But we kept plugging away, got the ball down when we could, matched them in the battle, and if we're being brutally honest, 1-0 doesn't reflect the game. It could have been 4 or 5. But they kept going. They had a man sent off. They kept plugging in there. They were strong. They were big in the air. And we had to bide our time, and I was pleased with our patience. We didn't start rushing it. We didn't start getting frustrated when it wasn't working straight away. We kept doing what we've been taught to do and what we want to do. And it came good in the end. And it was a pen from Nobby to win it, but we had lots more chances and could have won quite comfortably in the end.
I mean, certainly in the first half, there was 10, 11 chances to score. But I thought they defended very well against what was quite a lively attack from Gate, which is something that we didn't really see last year and has changed with the signings of Rick and Brett Dawson. How have they impacted how you want to play?
Massively. The end of last season, me and Bryce sat down and we thought, where do we need to improve? And the answer's everywhere, obviously, because we can get better everywhere, even if it's not so much bringing players in, but making the players we've got better and making them more accustomed to the way we want to play. I've known Rick since we were kids. I've known Stinger for years as well, and both of them bring something different. They've got pace to go in behind. They're a danger. You never know what they're going to do. So they're always liable to get chances, get goals, and I was really pleased with how they both fitted into the group, what they've done in pre-season and what they did out there today. And let's not forget Ryan Riley as well. I thought he was outstanding for a young lad. He's got a great touch, a bit more confidence in him, and he'll be could have got a couple of goals today, but really impressed with Ryan Riley up as well as part of that front three.
Just on the red card for the Maltby Main defender, didn't really change the game too much. I thought they came out and defended really well, down to 10 men.
They did. See you later, Teddy. I don't think they had a shot on target, to be honest with you. Or I don't remember them having a shot on target, if I'm being honest. Fletcher's probably had his easiest 90 minutes of the season tonight, or today. But yeah, they were never going to come out and the way they set up in the 3-5-2 or the 5-3-2, however you want to form it, they set up to be difficult to beat and nick one. And that was always the case. So 10, 11 men, they still had the defensive units and they were still hard to break down. Second half, we had a bit more time in midfield. Michael got on the ball a bit more and started dictating play. But you noticed all teams against 10, they just dropped off, they defended deeper. And that made it a bit more difficult for our chances to come, as you say, 10, 11 in the first half, probably 6 or 7 in the second half. But really pleased with everyone today. The effort they put in, it was been roasting out there. First 90 minutes of the season, get it in the bank, and then we move on to next Saturday where we open our league campaign.
Well, that's it. We've been made to wait until next Saturday because Barnoldswick withdrew tonight in the Cup, so they'll have a replay on Tuesday night. And also, we've been made to wait on who our opponents in the next round of the FA Cup will be, with West Isbury and AC Liverpool drawing. Doesn't really come as a surprise that those two teams drew, looking at who they brought in this pre-season, how strong they were last season. What are you thinking Tuesday night? How do you think it'll go? It's a tough question.
You know I'm going to answer it as well, though, don't you? I fancy AFC Liverpool. It's been a bit of a merry-go-round with all the clubs. West Isbury were great, and to be fair, at our place, they were the best team that came to Squires Gate last year. Better than Colne, better than Linnets on the day. Whether we didn't turn up and didn't give them as much of a game, but I thought they were outstanding, and what they're doing there and building the club's great. AFC Liverpool, they've always liked to play. They've got a great facility up at Marine, you know, and they've signed off a Runco and Linnets team. So they've got half a Runco and Linnets. Runco and Linnets came second last year, so they're going to be a massive force to be reckoned with. And so if I had to pick one, I'd fancy AFC Liverpool, especially with the home advantage. And then I think that means that we'd go to AFC Liverpool, which I don't mind, to be honest with you. I fancy anyone, to be fair. Either of them's going to be a tough game for us. We can beat both of them. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I mean, just on the pulling power they've got, I saw recent Tuesday night that they'd announced the signing of George Donnelly, who'd played for Fleetwood in the league, Rochdale, Macclesfield. Massive signing for this league. And along with those Linnets players, they could be up there this year.
I think at the start of the season, everyone, and George Donnelly's a great signing, he's a great signing for the league, but he's doing it week in, week out. Will George Donnelly want to go to Squires Gate on a cold wet Tuesday night? You don't know, and you don't know how they're going to adapt. It's a different level down here to what it is at Conference North, but no doubt they've brought in quality. The thing that you always have to remember about the likes of AFC Liverpool and West Didsbury, the City team, so you can take anyone from Liverpool, and if they're not playing football, you can get them in. The same with Manchester. If you've got a decent player in Manchester who maybe isn't making it at Hyde or isn't making it there, doesn't really fancy it, knows a few of the boys and wants to make it work, then you can get some big signings. Where we are in Blackpool, we can't go out to Manchester and Liverpool. Those areas are out of us, so I'm not really too bothered about who they sign or what they do. I'm focused on what we do, and I think we've done some good things so far. We need to still build on that. Today was a start. If I'm being brutally honest, whilst I'm pleased with the effort and the desire, we could have done more. It should have been 4 or 5. We say it's 1-0, it's good, we created loads of chances. If we're being ruthless, it should have been 4 or 5. So there's always areas for us to improve, and as long as we keep improving and focus on what we can do and take control of that, then we'll be fine. If it's AFC Liverpool, West Didsbury, Northwich, I fancy us against everyone, to be fair.
And just finally, on pre-season, how do you think it's gone? Some good results against higher teams, some dodgy ones to start off with, but some good tests this pre-season. I feel like it tested the lads, and they're all coming into the season as fit as I've seen them.
Yeah, you've got to test yourselves. As players, players are lazy. I'm lazy. Brutally honest, I'm lazy. If I played against lower opposition, I would subconsciously know I'm better and sit off and not do as much. And we need to push ourselves, because for half the games, there's no game where I'd go, we're head and shoulders above the opposition in the league. It's a league where anyone can beat anyone. So we need to make sure that we're at the top of our game every Saturday and every Tuesday to be able to compete. So what I've tried to do pre-season with the games we've had is I've tried to test us. I've tried to go, listen, we're going to play Bamber Bridge, we're going to play Fleetwood Town, we're going to play Alvechurch, who did great, we're going to bring Crooktown down from the Northern League. All tests for us, so that we're ready and we going into that game prepared. And they gave us a different test today in terms of the way they tried to play us. But because of the test we'd had before, we were able to stand up to the test, get our own game going, and then eventually, obviously, win the game.
Well, thank you very much.
Cheers, Mark.